Go ahead, Jeff. Today, the message goes right along with the installation service that you just was a part of and witnessed today. Because today, I'm going to be speaking out of the book of James, chapter 1. And there's starting in verse 17 through 27. We're going to stay in the book of James today. I have a few little odd and end scriptures that I want to share with you right before we leave today. But the main sermon will come from the book of James today in chapter 1. And I want to give you time to flip into your Bibles and turn there, and we can read along together this morning. So it's important to see the Word of God, not only to hear the Word of God, but it's also important to see the Word of God and hear it as you read it so that you might gain something from it today. So the Word in the day, it comes from the book of James chapter 1. And as we focus down, let me get over here in verse 17. I think that's where we're going to start. James chapter 1. Let me get my eyes focused here. James chapter 1 and verse 17. The word of the Lord says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and which comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, in verse 21, it says, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. And in verse 22, it says, but be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a faithful hearer, but a doer of the word or the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. And in verse 26 it says to us, if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. And verse 27, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Now, I know that was a lot to read and a lot to take in, but we're going to break it down really quick this morning. Very simple, but we're going to pray first, and then we'll get into the Word. Let's bow together. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, once again, we come to You thanking You with thankful hearts, Heavenly Father, that we have Your Word to read today and to see with our own eyes, Heavenly Father. God, I ask You to now, as always, to hide me behind the cross. Lord, let Your will be done. And Lord, let me not take any glory for anything that is said and done through this Word today. But God, let us receive this Word in our hearts that it might be added unto our lives, Heavenly Father, that we might grow closer and have a better understanding of who You are and what You expect of us, Heavenly Father, on a daily basis. And God, we just thank You in advance for what You're going to do from this Word. And we ask this now all in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now today, church family, it says in the very first scripture I read to you, it says you must be quick to listen. You must be slow to speak and slow to anger. Now, now let me tell you about your pastor. I'm not too quick to listen. Anybody else? Amen? Can you say amen to that? I'm not too quick to listen sometimes. Have you ever had somebody tell you something and they say something to you and you automatically, I'm not listening to what that preacher says. You know, I say that often at home. I wonder how many people listen to what preachers really say. I listen to other preachers. But a lot of times I'm too quick. I'm too quick to speak.
And I'm very quick to get mad. Anybody else? I read this scripture, Kelly, this week. Guys, I read this and I said, this is me. This is me, Jamie, right here. And see, the Lord has to show us these things because they're very important for us to see and to learn. So it says in the Word of God, James says that anger does not produce God's righteousness. If I'm mad at you or you're mad at me, we will not produce any good fruit. Amen? You will not produce any good fruit at all. And you say, well, preacher, this ain't what I wanted to hear this morning. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it. Listen, as a minister this morning, I don't want to hear it. But that's what the Lord says to me. He says, if you get mad all you want, it won't do you no good. But instead of getting mad and angry, pray about it. Humble yourself. Invite meekness into your life. Become more meek like Jesus was. Do you know how many people Jesus encountered? Those people wanted to kill him. The religious leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they're always trying to trap him into something. Amen? It's always trying to trap him. But Jesus didn't get mad. He didn't throw up his fist and want to fight and box with them. You know what I always read in the Bible? And this is going to amaze you. It seems that Jesus always slipped away from them. Amen? Is that not what the Scriptures say? The Scriptures say, and Jesus disappeared from their midst because they had plans of laying their hands upon him. But Jesus disappeared from their midst. So that means he must have walked away. That means he must have just vanished from their sight. That's a concept that we don't much think about sometimes. Everybody's looking at me kind of funny this morning, like, nah, you're right, preacher. You're right. You're telling the truth. Goes on. But we're too quick to listen, or too quick to listen, or we're too quick to get mad and to speak. And we're too quick to react. We're too quick to react about things. You know, hurtful words, quick reactions to things causes us to sin against God. Amen? It causes us to sin against God. Man, I have felt myself in too many situations, too many times. But this week's been good. Man, I've been reading this week. I've been reading these scriptures over and over this week. Kathy, I've been reading them over and over this week. And the Lord says, just slow down. The Lord says, just slow down a little bit. Let me handle this. Did you know this morning, church family? Can I tell you this morning that whatever you're battling is not your battle? You say, well, preacher, it sure seems like it's my battle. It sure seems like, because I've been fighting it. I've got the boxing gloves on and I've been fighting it every step of the way. But God says the battle is not yours. Guess who the Word of the Lord says the battle is? It's the Lord's. How can the Lord be fighting our battles if we're doing it? Amen? How can He take control of the situation if we're controlling it? There's no way. The Lord is a respecter. He's a gentleman. You know the picture that I'm always amazed of as Jesus stands and knocks at the door? There's no door handle on the side that Jesus is on. So that means that you've got to open the door up to Jesus to let Him in. So if you're fighting your fights and you're not letting the Lord fight your battles for you, because the Lord says you can't win your battles. Amen? How many believe that you can win your own battles? You can't win your battles. James is telling us you can't win your own battles. Only the Lord can win your battles for you, because the Lord has to fight your battles. Thus saith the Word of God, that the Lord fights for us. He goes before us. He fights our battles. Not only does He fight them, guess what else He does? He wins them for us. I could fight forever, not win nothing. I'm not a good fighter. Anybody a good fighter? You ever been a boxer? I don't want to be a boxer. Everybody's smiling this morning. Man, this must be touching some hearts this morning. God must be speaking to somebody this morning. He spoke to me. He spoke to me several times this week. I'm going to go on down because this gets better and better. You know when we throw out, you know every word I speak that's not of God is an unguided word? Think about that for a minute. Every word that you say in anger, every word that you say that's hurtful is not from God. It's from something else. Who should be driving our lives? Jesus said in the Word of God, that He was going away. He told His disciples this. He said, I'm going away, but I'm going to come again to you. I'm going to go away and prepare a place for you. And I'm going to come again to you. But in the meantime, I'm going to send another. And it's the Comforter. It's the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to be with you, to guide you, to empower you, to lead you, to help you to walk the way you need to walk. And talk the way you need to talk. And act the way you need to act. But when we don't let the Holy Spirit have control, we are doing it ourselves. We are speaking hurtful words. We are speaking angry. We're speaking all kinds of... And we deceive our own selves. Because we're not letting the Holy Spirit do its job. Is that a good word to you this morning, church family? You go, I don't know, preacher. I'll have to take this home with me and think about it. Because I sure do like to argue. I sure do like to get... How many like to get the last word? Man, I like getting the last word. There you go. But see, you sooner or later, you got to realize... Listen, if you're watching on social media today, God's going to have the last word no matter who you are. And if you ain't for God today, the enemy's going to have the last word. You ain't never getting the last word. Amen? You ain't never going to get the last word. So why not give it up? Why not make a change? A change for the better, not a change for the worse. How many want to make a change for the better? How many? How many want to make a change for the Lord? See, I got a lot of changing to do. I got a lot of growing to do still. You say, well, preacher, you just turned 52. Well, I may be, but I still got a lot to do. I got a lot to change. I got a lot to grow. I want to be the most effective minister, person, friend that I can be, even to my enemies. I want them to look at me and say, man, there's something about that guy. I don't know what it is, but I like it. I don't want them looking at me and say, man, I don't like that guy. He say he's full of the Lord? He say he's full of the Lord? He's full of this Holy Spirit? Brother Hugh, when they look at us, well, I want them to see the righteousness of God when they see us. When they look at us out here on the outside of these church walls, guys, they are to be seeing the righteousness of God coming forth. Amen? Is that the truth or is that not the truth? That is the truth this morning. All right, let's move on down. Listen, for I already read this once this morning, or maybe spoke it this morning. Romans 10:17 says, for faith comes by hearing, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So listen, this morning, when I read James this week, when God directed me to these scriptures this week, I seen by faith what I've been missing. I knew it was there. Listen, I know the Bible. I've read this Bible through and through and through. I know the Bible. I read it. I've read it several times. But yet, I've got to retain it. You know why we send our children to school? So they can learn. Jackson, what grade you in? Fifth grade. Carson? Third grade. Where's Thomas? What grade is he in? First grade. See, we send our kids to school so that they may learn. You know what I do at home? When I see Carson's work on the table, I look at it. Anybody else? You look at it, you look at Jackson Thomas' work, don't you? You see what grades they're making. Jamie, you a teacher? You know. I see 95. All right, that's Carson Bank. Yeah, 95. 90. 85. All right, good. 55. Don't like no 55s. Don't like no 55s. So that tells me something. Different areas, good with reading, maybe good with math, but maybe not so good with history. Maybe not so good with science. So now we know we got some work to do. So that we got to learn. We got to study a little more. Well, we don't like to study. Even kids don't like to study. They'd rather be playing. I'd rather be playing. I don't want to read this Bible. I don't want to study the Word of God. But God says we got to. James says we got to study. We got to learn the Word of God so that we can act on it, so that we can retain it, so that we can use it. If you don't learn the Word of God, how are you going to use it? How are you going to fight the fiery darts of the devil? Ephesians, Paul says, put on the whole armor of God, not just some of it. But the only way you're going to do that, you got to learn how to use all that equipment. If I went in the military right now, Carson's already talking about going in the Army, Kelly. He wants to go. He said, I grow up, I'm going in the Army. Well, God bless him. If that's what he wants to do and God leads him to do that, then I'm going to be right behind him 100%. But if I went in the military today, I wouldn't know what to do unless I was trained to do it. Unless they showed me how to use everything they issued to me. Same thing with the Word of God. You got to learn the Word of God so you can retain it, act on it, and live it. And that's the only way you're going to grow in the Word of the Lord. All right, now listen, this is going to get a little better real quick. James, down on the verse 21 and 22. James 1, chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. The power of God's Word can save your soul. How many believe that today? I am a living testimony, and that excites me to tell you this morning that by reading the Word of God, that it tells me, Freda, that God has the power to save my soul. And my soul today, listen, I'm a saved man. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ today. I know that the blood that Christ shed on the cross was for my sins. And I know today that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father today. See, way back when I started out in the ministry, I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't even know what advocate meant. I didn't even know that when it said in the Word of God that Jesus was sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession. What does that word mean? Intercessions. He's already pled. He's already paid the price for my sins. And God and Jesus is reminding His Father as an intercessor. Hey, do you remember when Phil screwed up yesterday? I paid for that already. That's been forgiven already. The shed blood. You remember that, my Father? And the Lord says, oh yeah, I remember that. Making intercession. You want to have a good lawyer. And Jesus is the best lawyer you can get. And all it takes is for you to believe in Him and to accept Him as your Savior. But God has the power to save your soul. And there's a lot of souls out there right now that need to be saved. And I ain't judging nobody today. I'm just telling the truth as a minister, as a pastor, as a preacher today, because I can preach very well. I know today, as the world we're living in, there's a lot of lost souls out there, and I know that God has the power to save them if they would just yield their life over to Him. Then it says that the power of God's Word can change your life. And listen, the Lord's Word has changed my life. Anybody else? Has the Word of the Lord changed your life in any way? I would dare say so it has. Go on down to say that the power of God's Word leads to righteousness. Now listen, I want to tell you this real quick. When you looked in the mirror this morning, and you was putting on your makeup or you combing your hair. I was cutting my hair, as you can see. Well, Pam had to help me. Because we all know how that works out if I do it by myself. It don't look too good. It looks like somebody butchered me. But I know when I look at myself in the mirror, I can praise God because I know that I am in right standing with God. And you know what that word righteousness means? You're in right standing with the Lord. If Christ is your Savior today, if you believe that Christ died for you, was raised from the dead on the third day, and sits at the right hand of God, and you've confessed with your mouth that you're a sinner, and you've asked Christ to come into your life, then you are in right standing with the Lord. And that's what that word righteousness means. You are righteous today. You're like, well, I don't feel righteous. Well, you know what? Guess what? Join the club. I don't feel righteous sometimes. I don't act righteous. But I'm getting better at it. Amen? I'm getting better at it. You say, preacher, you're supposed to be a preacher. That's what everybody tells you. Well, you're supposed to be a preacher. Well, yeah, I am a preacher. But I'm not going to be no lying preacher. I'm going to be a preacher that tells the truth. I'm getting better at being righteous. I'm getting better at really listening to the Lord. And that's what we're supposed to do. Okay, now listen, I want to talk real quick about one word. And then I'm going to say just a few words and then we're going to close. I want to tell you about what the word meekness. I want to talk about that just for a minute. I looked that up this morning. James writes, he says, rid yourself of all evil and wickedness. Receive meekness and welcome it into your life. Now, meekness, now I want to tell you what the definition of meekness. Anybody know what the definition of meekness is? I want to tell you what it is. I want to read to you what it says. Meekness is an attitude. Meekness is an attitude. To be willing to accept and submit without resistance to the will and desire of someone else. That's what meekness is. Which in this case, we're talking about that someone else we're talking about is who? We're talking about God. We're talking about Jesus Christ. That is who we're talking about today. I'm not going to submit myself to Kelly, and I don't think he's going to submit himself to me and do whatever I want him to do. We're not going to the bank after work or after church today, and I'm going to make Kelly draw out all his money and hand it over to me. Because I don't think he'll do that. Will you, Kelly? If you do, I want to go. No, I'm just kidding. But meekness is an attitude. You've got to want to have a desire to serve God without any resistance. And that's a hard thing to do. That's a very hard thing to do. But it is possible. Amen? It is very possible to do so if you ask God to help you. Okay. All right, I'm going to say this one final thing. And then, is this good to you this morning? Is this pretty good? I mean, this is great. I think it's great because, you know, I'm up here at the pulpit. Now, this is the last thing I'm going to share with you right here. Okay. Galatians chapter 5, verse 23 says, the key to Christian life. The key to Christian life is self-control. Galatians chapter 5, verse 23 says, the key to Christian life is self-control. Now, James writes in verse 26, he writes, if you can't bridle your tongue, you are not religious. Now, you can agree with that. That's not me saying that. This is the Word of God. This is what the Word of God says. It says, if you cannot bridle your tongue, then you are not religious. And we lie and deceive ourselves. Now, religion, I know a lot of people who know all about religion. I've been in St. Clair so many times, and I've talked to so many of those residents down there. Now, listen, the one thing they know all about religion. They know all about this Bible right here. They can tell you page per page what it says, and they can quote Scripture to you, and they've read this Bible through and through and through. Now, I'm not being judgmental this morning, but they know all about religion. But do you know about God? Amen? Religion's great, but do you know about God? Do you know what God can do? Having a head smart about, you know, I can be as smart as I can be reading all kinds of books. I love to read. I read books all the time. Anything I can read that'll help me in my sermons, develop and listen more to God, I'll read it if it's good stuff. But I can have a head smart about religion, about God. But I want a personal relationship with God. Anybody else? I want to have a personal relationship with God, controlled by God, driven by God, guided by God. And the only way to do that, listen, we don't just need to be hearers of the Word. We need to be doers. Amen? We need to be doers of the Word. And finally, Paul says this, and this is my last word. I promise. Paul says in verse 27, I'm going to read that to you. Now, this is what Paul says religion is. Are y'all ready to hear about what religion is? I'm fixing to tell you. And I saw this. God, I saw this right here. In verse 27, Paul says, this is what religion is. And I'm reading this out of the New King James Version. But Paul says what religion is. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. That's what true religion is, right there, in a nutshell. Now, aren't you glad you got up and came to church today? Aren't you glad that the Lord's speaking to you right now? Man, He's been speaking to me all the way. I couldn't wait here to get here this morning to talk to you about this. Because this is some great stuff this morning. And I believe it's going to help not only me in my walk, but it's going to help you greatly in your walk. Amen? I hope it will. So let's pray this morning. And thank you for being here. Thank you for watching on social media today. If you don't know the Lord today, today be a great day to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. And He'll give you a new life. He'll change your heart. He'll change everything about you. And don't worry about the world. The world's going to be like it is forever. You ain't going to live forever. So just get that straight. You're going to live forever with God or somewhere in eternity, but you ain't going to live forever on this earth. So you might want to get ready to do that, to live wherever you're going to choose to live. Because I'm going to choose to live with the Lord. I don't know where everybody's going to choose to live, but I want to go to heaven. Anybody want to go to heaven? You want to go to heaven? I don't want to go there today. But when the Lord says it's time for me to go, I want to go to heaven. I want to live there with my family, with my friends. And I want to be there with the Lord. I want to visit Jesus. Man, I'm going to walk up to Jesus Christ when I see Him. That's the first person I hope I get to see is Jesus Christ. I want to thank Him for dying on the cross for me. That's the first person I'm going to look up. Maybe He'll be at the gates. Who knows? But it's going to be a great day. Either way. So let us pray this morning. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, I get excited about Your Word. I get excited about being in church. And Lord, you know, I hear people talk about how preachers, they don't like preachers yelling at them. They think preachers are yelling at them. Not talking about anybody in particular, Heavenly Father. But you know what, Lord? It's exciting to be in You. It's exciting to serve You. It's exciting to talk about Your greatness and all the things that You've done for us and are doing for us. As we sit here in Your house today, Lord, each minute that passes by, God, we're drawing closer to You. And God, I know my eternity is awaiting me. I know that the people that's under the sound of my voice today here in the church, God, I believe they're all Christians. I believe they all know Jesus Christ. But Lord, if there be one today that don't know Jesus Christ, Lord, we can't just be hearers of the Word, Lord. We've got to be doers of the Word. We've got to receive it. We've got to retain it. We've got to believe it, God. We've got to walk it. We've got to act it. We've got to speak it. We've got to talk it. Lord, we've got to let the Holy Spirit guide us and lead us in the directions that we need to go every day, Heavenly Father. And God, may we be the ones to reach people out there. May we be the ones, Lord, not somebody else. Lord, let us be the influence that someone needs that You might break through to them. Lord, I can't do it. I can't break hearts open. I can't break stone walls down. I can only do it by Your help, by Your hand, by Your power. God, Your Word says You have the power to save our souls. And God, I believe that today without beyond any measure today, Lord. I believe You have the power to save any soul that is willing to come to You, Lord. I know You can. God, thank You for loving us. Thank You, Lord, for saving us. And God, we await Your return that You can take us home to be with You, Lord, in Your kingdom. And God, we ask You now this all in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, thanking You today. Amen.